Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Hello, it's a very special Anfield Wrap. It's John Gibbons, and I'm joined by Damian Cavana and also the Liverpool goalkeeper, Alisson Becker. Alisson, welcome to the Anfield Wrap.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, John. Thank you, Damian.
It's great to see you, Alisson.
I mean, we're all smiling at the moment. We're all smiling. We're all happy because we're champions and you're a champion. It must be an amazing feeling for you and your teammates as well. A great feeling that we are champions of England.
Yeah. It's a great feeling. Being champions is always special. But being champions of the Premier League for us means a lot. Means a lot because of our goals, because of the goals of this club, and also because of the supporters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as well as being happy for yourselves, Alisson, you must be so happy for the supporters, I'm sure. I mean, as we speak now, you're just hours away from getting your big hands on that trophy we've yearned so long for. You know, has that come through to you? Has that come across? How much it means to us all?
Means a lot. Since I became a Red, I think 2 days ago, was the anniversary from my arrival to Liverpool 2 years. And I live here unbelievable moments. I will never forget more special moments at Anfield with the supporters, with my teammates, with my family. And since I arrived here, I could know from the first moment that the big goal of this city, of this team, of this big family was the Premier League. When I arrived here, I have the thinking only about the Champions League. Obviously, you want to win the league, but as a player, your biggest goal that you can have is win the Champions League. So when I arrive here, everybody puts the Premier League at the same level. Maybe the Premier League. Over the Champions League, and we achieved this now, so means a lot to me because when I arrive here, I put myself with everything 100% on this club.
Well, thanks for that. You're certainly on the same page as us. Yeah, you definitely achieved what we want.
I'm interested to find out a little bit more about you, Alisson. Because I've been doing a little bit digging. I've been speaking to a mutual friend of ours, Julia, who lives in Liverpool, but she's from a similar area in Brazil as you. And she says, although obviously you're a Brazilian, but she said he's also a gaucho. So if you can let us know a little bit about what is a gaucho and what does that mean?
Yeah, gaucho.
Oh, I do apologize.
Yeah, no problem. No, not everybody can speak in the proper way. I think everybody speaks gaucho. I think because the Argentinians are known as gaucho also. I'm a gaucho because I'm from a different region of Brazil. I'm from the south, from a state called Rio Grande do Sul. And gaucho means a lot, means a different culture. You have different habits from the other Brazilians, the mate, for example, that you see myself drinking a lot. Is something that we take from Argentinians. We have borders with them, so we share many habits with them. The barbecue is something special from where we are. Obviously, barbecue is famous in all around the world, but the proper barbecue you can eat is from the south, from my state. We speak a little bit different. It's like to be in a scouts, for example. We are a little bit different of the rest of the country.
Yeah.
So when you heard in Liverpool that we call ourselves Scousers, that we think that we're a little bit different from the rest of the country as well, did you think, okay, I understand these people, I think I understand, you know, their mentality?
Yeah, a little bit. I could know some people from Liverpool, and I really admire the people from here. I think you can see the truth that the people have inside themselves. They speak what they want to speak. They tell on your face. They are really honest. And obviously, the accent is something that you can note from the first moment. I have to say that wasn't easy for me to understand in the beginning. Because of the accent, sometimes speaking too quickly. Yeah, but now I can understand, and I admire a lot the people, the Scouse people.
Alison, we feel as supporters that we've quickly understood each other, and I think you mentioned in what the Premier League had meant to us showed that, you know, you felt the same, you know, that maybe you knew what people on the COP wanted from you. Is that how you felt, you know, since you've arrived at the club, and, you know, and all that we want, you know, from you, what you bring into the table as a Liverpool player, and, you know, and what you want to help us achieve our dreams together?
Yeah. You have to understand this also to become a Red, to become a Liverpool player. I like to do everything with my whole heart. I put everything on my things. I learned this from my father. If you do something, you have to put everything 100% on this. Then you can be successful. So you can feel also the support from the supporters, from the COP. I have the COP on behind me every match, and I know how it feels. And Anfield is a powerful stadium, and it's not because of the building, it's because of the people. It's because of the quality of the team, of course, but it's a powerful place because the atmosphere that the supporters create there inside.
Oh, you see, your passion certainly comes across to us. I mean, I've got to ask you about, you know, you're playing in front of the COP before you played for Liverpool. I think it's the only time you've actually experienced being defeated at Anfield, was playing for Roma. It was, you know, a fantastic night. You know, the atmosphere was incredible. You know, one of the legendary nights at Anfield, and Liverpool were attacking, playing like, you know, off another planet, really. And, you know, you weren't at fault for any of the goals. But how did that make you feel about, you know, coming to Liverpool, and what type of atmosphere and club that you were coming into? Was that sort of what was that experience like for you, being on the receiving end, as opposed to being with the fans, being with you as they have been for the last 2 years?
Wasn't a happy night for me, but yeah, when I start to think about the game, about the atmosphere, I just think, wow, this is amazing. This is something great, and you have to be thankful to be playing on a place like that. And on that moment, there was some humors on the media that I could join Liverpool, but I didn't know anything official from my manager or from the club. So after that match, 2 months after, when the Liverpool started to talk with my manager, then I always think about that game, because that night I was an opponent. And then I start to think, oh, if I have that power on my side, by my side, will be something special. And yeah, this comes true. And this became a dream for me, and the dream comes true. And then my first match at Anfield was special. And then we live even more special moments in the Champions League nights. European nights is really special there, against Barcelona, against Napoli. And I wish that we could play the final there, but it's not in this way. But yeah, I have many memories already from playing at Anfield.
You talked a lot about your culture and the barbecuing and what you've kind of kept from home. How much of that have you been able to keep in Liverpool? I'm sure you have barbecues in the back and things like that and get some friends over. But how much of that area of Brazil that you're from are you able to recreate in Liverpool, if you like?
Yeah, the barbecue is easy. To recreate the mate, I bring my stuff together with me. And here we have around some Brazilian markets. Then you can buy the tea that you put inside the cup. We have a big culture. We have a big farm culture there also. We are a place with big fields around, so horses, cows, and here. Behind of my house, we have horses. So sometimes when I go walk with my daughter on the street, I bring her to see the horses, because I love horses. And it's something that I feel home here. I feel home in England, because it's pretty similar that what we have in my city, in my state, is beautiful.
That's great. Now you feel so at home, and you've got a young family. Do you feel like you're adopted scouts already? And do you feel like, you know, with the accents, you've picked up another language that you can be fluent in to add to your linguistic skills?
Yeah, my children, they are young yet. My daughter starts now with the nursery, and she says some words in English. But I can see in the Firmino's daughter, she starts now to speak more. She's 5 years old, and she speaks more English, better than myself. And she have the accent already. And yeah, I believe my kids will be the same with my old one. Will be the same, and we like this. For them, will be a massive thing for their future. A different culture. Growing up, learning English, that is a universal language, for them it will be something great.
You mentioned there the horses, so I've got to mention that we interviewed Jürgen Klopp last summer out in America, and he said he texted you saying, how are you doing, Ali? And you just texted him back a picture of you on a horse. And he was laughing, but did he text you back saying, be careful, we need you for our first game?
Yeah. That was at my farm in Brazil. When I go there in holidays, I like to go and stay for 1 week away from civilization, only to breathe the air of the nature, stay with the animals, obviously with my family, fishing and doing all the stuff of a cowboy.
It suited you on the horse, I must say. It did suit you. I always look like I'm about to fall off, I think, but you were sort of riding it very well.
Yeah, no problem to fall off.
I hope you're enjoying our Alisson interview here at the Anfield Wrap. We've had Jordan Henderson and James Milner in the last few days as well, and John Achterberg. We don't just interview the players and the coaches, though. We do lots of fantastic stuff right the way through the season, pre and post every single match. We've got all Liverpool angles covered and general Premier League angles as well. We look around the leagues as well, and we look into Europe with our European show. Lots and lots of transfer stuff right the way through the year. And we've got a fantastic range of videos as well, which are beautifully produced for you. You can subscribe to the Anfield Wrap, theanfieldwrap.com/subscribe, and there you'll be able to sign up to get all of this, 10 to 14 audio shows, 7 to 10 videos every single week with the Anfield Wrap. We'll tell the story of supporting Liverpool Football Club in this fabulous era from the heart of the city. Come and join us.
I just want to ask you a little bit about goalkeeping, because it feels like there's a real tight bond between all the keepers at Liverpool. Obviously, Adrian's come in this year, done really well, had some big nights, Super Cup wins and things like that. And obviously, the other guys there as well who are around and have come in a little bit, or Andy Lonergan, I know, is there to support. You all seem a very tight group, and you always seem like you support each other a lot. Is that how it is in training for you guys?
Yeah, it's the goalkeeper union. I think we are a team apart, we goalkeepers. We train separate from the other guys. Obviously, sometime we join the session with them. We need to join. But the big part of the time, we are alone with ourselves. And we became closer of each other. And we have many things in common from our histories. And then you have Adrian, that is a top goalkeeper, but also a top person. You have Lonergan, is an amazing guy. You have Quiv, is a young boy, and with a mentality from an old guy, experienced guy. Then you have Vid, that is a young boy who are learning a lot from all the old ones. And myself, I learn with them, with the young ones, with the others. Is a great experience for me. And John and Jack, they create the a good atmosphere for us in the every training day. We have fun, and but working with in a serious way, we can have fun, and we enjoy being there together and do our stuff.
Yeah, one of the things I'd say that marks you out, I mean, I go back a long time watching Liverpool, behind that goal at your mind and for us, and you remind me a lot in many ways of Ray Clements, in the, you know, the living legend that is Ray Clements, in the fact that his concentration levels were always very high, and he wouldn't be called on very often in a game. And probably the most famous moment you've exposed that is when against Napoli, where you haven't got much to do, and then all of a sudden you're there at the vital moment, and that's, you know, such a vital thing that happened to us on our journey to Madrid. What is it you do to make the focus such a part of your game, you know, and not just the physical aspects, but the concentration and making sure that you're ready for that one moment?
Yeah, it's something of a life. I always train like that, train to be ready for one ball. I mean, we train a lot. We train really hard, and our trainings are harder than the games. So when you are there at the game, you just need to enjoy the moment. I try to enjoy everything, even when I don't have the ball, even when I'm not doing a save. I try to be involved, to be in a good position to help the team, to cover the defenders if they need me. And yes, yeah, sometimes you only need to do one save, and that one same save is a match-winning save. And but it's something that I train all my life, since I am 10 years old, to be ready for one ball in the match, and then that's it. You just have to be focused, and you have to be involved in the game, even if you don't have the ball.
I've got to tell you, you're very reassuring talking about it, and it feels that way when we're watching it on the pitch.
Yeah, you calmed everyone in the whole ground by at least 20% when you arrived. Maybe just the size of you, I don't know, but we were like, yeah, we're going to be fine now. We're going to be fine now. And we have been fine. Like, you must almost pinch yourself with how well it's gone since you arrived. I mean, we've won everything, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything there is to be won. We've not won every game, unfortunately, but every trophy that's been available, you've done it in 2 years. Like, that must be, like, even beyond even what you were sort of hoping kind of coming in.
Yeah, I think you have to trust your goalkeeper, and for the goalkeeper, you have to feel that everybody trusts you, that your team trusts you, that your supporters trust you. Obviously, sometimes my way to play would take some risks to playing from behind, and sometimes I think some people don't appreciate that much. Stay a little bit nervous, but yeah, in general, I think the people trust me. My teammates, obviously, they trust me. The boss trusts me on my way to play. And yeah, the trophies is something that we achieve together with the not myself. Obviously, since I arrived, we start to achieve those trophies, those big goals. But I think I was only a piece of that was missing of this big project, leading by the boss, by Jürgen. And yeah, as I said, I put my 100% on this, and everyone are doing this. I put in 100% on this project, and this is why this is successful project.
Yeah, I mean, I agree about you being a piece of that. I mean, we had everything in place, I thought, before you signed. We've got a world-class manager, the support's fanatical, the world-class players that we've got. That goalkeeper position was a question mark for us, and you've certainly come in and you've fulfilled it. I certainly felt like the planets were aligning for Liverpool, and look at what you've delivered for us. We're absolutely made up with you. Okay, so I'm glad. I'm just thinking back, you know, about what's to come also for Liverpool. We've had the you know, the Champions League parade last year. I mean, that must have been incredible to be part of that for you. You must have dreamt of those scenarios when you were a young player. And of course, you've got another one to come. We don't know when it's going to be yet, but I can't wait to be part of that with you as well. How was that bus parade for you? And is it something you're looking forward to doing again? Of course, I imagine it is.
Ah, it was amazing. Since I start to play football, I dream about the Champions League. I dream and became a great goalkeeper, a big goalkeeper. But I know that I have to live the moment, what I have in my hands, to train, to push forward every day. And then I became a professional player. Then I start to play for my first team. For Internacional, and that was a big dream for me because it's the team that I support. Mm. It's like Trent playing for Liverpool was me playing for Internacional. Mm. And then I always dreamed to come in Europe and play for a big team. And I have the opportunity to go to Rome, and I am really thankful for them, that they give me the opportunity to play, they introduced me to this scenario of the Champions League, of the big teams, and then I came to Liverpool, and then I realized that we could do something special here, and then we go for the Champions League, and you have the big dream, but. As I said before, you have to live the moment. You have to push yourself. You have to train. You have to have a good performance on the matches, and then everything start to happen. And you have a good feeling from that. Then you arrive in the semifinal, and you defeat Barcelona in the way that you defeat. and it's something amazing. Then you play the final with big confidence, but enough confidence, not overconfident.
Yeah.
And I think was a top performance from everybody. And winning the trophy, yeah, was something great. Was something that if I stop 2 hours to think, I can think in the full game, the whole celebration, calling my family, doing FaceTime. You know that photo that I have with the trophy and mm-hmm. with my family on cell phone. So yeah, was something special, and I'm looking forward to that. This season I lost some Champions League games, some Premier League games also, but I lost an important game on the Champions League, and this is not a good feeling. But in the next season we have more to come, and now you achieve the Premier League, you only can think on celebrate. We celebrate now.
No, absolutely. It will be some celebration when we can all do it together. We're all really looking forward to it. But obviously, we're all just hoping it's the start as well, Alison. And I just think with this team we have now, and with the manager who scouses all kind of adore, that, you know, there is huge potential over the next few years to keep winning and winning. And it's going to be tough. You know, we know the competition is going to be tough, but you guys must feel it as well. You must feel like, you know, potentially this amazing group of players could achieve so much together.
Yeah, of course. I think we made the future, but we have to live the present. And it's not the best way. It's not the best moment to celebrate and to enjoy football, because you have no supporters. You have you can't be together on the streets celebrating. But we have to do our best on this moment. We have to celebrate in the way that we can. You celebrate with your families at home. We celebrate as a team there, and in the end we'll be all together with our minds and with our hearts. Maybe in a nearly future we can celebrate all together. And the boss already said that we will celebrate, that we will have a proper parade. And that parade of the Champions League was something I will never forget.
Yeah, well, hopefully much more to come. But in the meantime, on behalf of myself and Damien, and I'm sure every Liverpool fan, just thank you so much for your performances, for what you've delivered for Liverpool, obviously, you know, for what you feel about us as well. And thanks so much for your time today as well. It's been a real pleasure. And thanks a lot to Nike for arranging this Alison interview. And for more stories, early access to Nike products, and to get closer to your favorite Nike athletes, you can visit nike.com or download the Nike app and become a member today. And thanks again for arranging this brilliant time with Alison. Sports Social Podcast Network.